Pippa Hudson on Cape Talk. Cape Talk, your number one news and talk station.
25 minutes past one. If I sound a little tired today, it's because I spent a large portion of last night doing war, waging war on mosquitoes. I think the score was about 9-3 by the time I eventually fell asleep in my favor. But there are few things quite as aggravating as a little buzz in your ear just as you're nodding off to sleep. And of late, we've had a number of you calling in saying there are so many more mosquitoes than usual. Is it linked to the drought? Is it linked to the fact that we're all storing water in rain tanks and that pools are being kept covered for more than they usually are? We weren't sure, so we thought we'd ask somebody with a much more technical knowledge of the subject, and that is local entomologist Professor Michael Samways, who's professor and chair in the Department of Conservation, Ecology and Entomology at Stellenbosch University. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Professor Samways.
Pleasure.
Let's start with that question from listeners. Are there more mosquitoes around than usual, or is this just the usual seasonal summer eruption of mozzies?
Well, mosquitoes normally are more abundant actually in wet times because they like little pools of water, rock pools. But naturally, they like shaded areas with tree cavities and water that's in and amongst big leaves. Little tiny pools of water. That's what most of the human biting mosquitoes really like. So when it's dry, they tend to be lower. But if there are pools of open water, like containers of any sort, it could even be a cup, or it could be a tire or something like that. Anything that's open, then that will attract mosquitoes.
Okay, so the fact that there are houses with JoJo tanks that are hopefully by now at least half full with a little bit of rainwater we've had, there are swimming pools covered over, etc., might be contributing to us seeing more activity.
Yeah, certainly tanks. If the mosquito can get access, because obviously they rest at night in dark and preferably moist, coolish areas, and they can get inside a tank, they might well breed. And then obviously they need to get out again. Mm. But what I've noticed actually is not so much an increase in mosquitoes, but actually an increase in black flies has been quite dramatic. And the difference is mosquitoes, of course, are fairly slender and they will bite through the clothes. But the black flies, these little tiny flies, they've got a little hump back. Mm-hmm. They're smaller and they're stubby and they've short mouth parts. They normally feed on birds and they live in rivers, but actually they can fly great distances and they've increased enormously. Now, this might be due to changing dynamics in the rivers and changing of food webs and so on. Although they like running water, they can move from that running water and they will seek humans. And the way to deal with that is they don't bite through the clothing as mosquitoes do, but they tend to kind of creep up shorts and down socks and all that sort of thing. And they get in the clothing as if they were burrowing into birds' feathers.
Okay, now if there is such a proliferation of these little creatures, how can we protect ourselves from being their food source and getting the bites that drive us all crazy? Is there anything you'd recommend as a good strategy?
Well, okay, let's start with how mosquitoes and some other flies actually hone in to humans. They pick up movement, they pick up carbon dioxide from 50 meters away, and then they start to hone in. And the skin gives out sort of roughly about 350 secretions and odors, and sweating also increases. There's some evidence that O-type blood types are more susceptible than A-types, and a recent study in France has shown that drinking beer will also increase the likelihood. So there's genetics in this habit. But what it means is if you're playing a sport and you're breathing out a lot of carbon dioxide, you're sweaty and you sit down and you have a beer, you're much more likely to be bitten than if you have just had a shower, you're sitting quietly and drinking water.
Okay, so avoid the beer. There's nothing we can do about what blood type we've got. It sounds like we need to start drinking a neat whiskey instead of a beer in the evening if we want to not be their evening meal. Professor Michael Samways, thank you so much for your contribution. Great to hear from an expert. So there you have it. There is certainly something to be said for the argument that the availability of tanks of water and stored water, as we are hopefully all doing, might be attracting more of them and might be providing space for them to breed in. This blood type conversation fascinates me because I am an AB blood type and I am the mosquito magnet in the household. If there is one there, it will find me. So there goes that theory, but I'd be interested to learn more about how that one works. Perhaps a follow-up conversation for another day.